The final mistake veterans make in transitioning is nailing the landing. Now, in this book, this rehab book, the mistake number 7 is paying too much for the property. In that when you rehab homes, you actually make your profit based on when you buy and what you buy for. And being ruled by the math will make you more successful than being ruled by the emotions. And it plays its way through in both how you buy a home and the rehab or the updates you make to the home before you put it back on the market or put it to rent. So it's the same thing with us, right? It's the same thing about nailing the landing. It's not the excitement of I've made it, I'm out. It's the excitement, or after the excitement fades, after it's been a year or two and you've truly settled into your life after the uniform. You've taken the habits you want to take from being in uniform. You adapted to new habits after the uniform, and you've created this new baseline or this new symbiosis, this new balance in how you live and how you experience the world around you. In my book, Command Your Transition, the third part of the book really focuses on the 12 to 18 month window after you leave the military. Because a lot of times, a lot of the transitional support we get is really focused to get us out after the first 6 months after we're out. Well, really, once we're done and we know we're done, a lot of the emotional work sinks in, a lot of the mental health work sinks in, a lot of the challenges of reforming a life without the military as our anchor start to sink in. So this goes beyond jobs and employment. This goes into the idea of purpose. This goes into making sure we've redefined our definition of service. Service is who we are before it's what we do. It was easy to align that in uniform. It won't be as easy to do that after the uniform. And maybe it is, but probably not. So nailing the landing is a mistake a lot of veterans make because they think the transition is done and something comes out and comes back to haunt. And that's not, I'm not trying to be flippant in saying that, but for the structure and the support that we have in uniform, leaving it takes time. It takes us years to get comfortable and competent in the uniform. We have to expect it's going to take years for us to get out. I always say that for every year you serve in uniform, expect 1 month of active work towards your transition. So if it's 4 years, expect at least 4 months. If it's 20 years, expect almost 2 years to let life settle out, to memorialize what you took from the military, what part of you is left in the military, put it all in your shadow box, put your shadow box somewhere where you can always reach back to it, and then move on. That is a hard part in transitioning because everything, not everything, the majority of the work and the support you see towards transitioning is about getting out the door and getting into a new door, a new cubicle, a new corridor, a new base, a new camp, a new facility, a new arrangement. And we have to think beyond that arrangement to make sure when veterans are done, that they're truly done.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.